Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture outside the Crypto.com arena to bring you the ups and downs following NXT Standard Deliver. What do we make of the show, guys? Yeah! Simon Miller has entrusted me with the finger of power one more time, and after this I think he's probably going to regret it. Let's start with the opening match of the night, the ladder match for the NXT Women's Championship. What an opening match that ladder match, guys, huh? Fantastic. Roxanne Perez looked amazing in it. How good was it to see Roxanne Perez back in a wrestling ring again?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Adam Blair, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, one of the legends of the What Culture Wrestling podcast, repping the Adam World Order. Really, really enjoyable match. Indy Hartwell, Zoe Stark putting together some fantastic stuff in there. Perez countered Stark's finish here with Pop Rocks in there. Stark got kicked off the apron onto Indy Hartwell, onto a ladder. How much did it look like it absolutely sucked to be in that ladder match, by the way?
Oh, dude, terrible.
Everyone taking awful, awful bumps in there. JC Jane, what do we make of JC Jane, ladies and gentlemen? Screwing former Toxic Attraction partner Gigi Dolin. She's about to get her hands on the belt, and then JC Jane knocks her off. Tiffany Stratton, so nearly NXT Women's Champion, but she got knocked off onto basically everyone not called Indy Hartwell. And then Indy Hartwell couldn't get up. She couldn't summon up the energy to climb up there, but then... Guys, do we love love or what? Who loves love? Yeah, we love love. Because there was Dexter Lumis to send her up there. She climbs. She becomes the new NXT Women's Champion. I absolutely love that match. And you know what? For an opening match at Stand and Deliver, it doesn't just get an up. It gets a goddamn up! So I told you Simon was going to regret this. Next up, it was the tag title match. It was Gallus versus the Creed Brothers versus Tony D and Stan. Yay, guys! Hey, how about we do a little joke, sir? Hey, why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the idiot's house. Hey, hey, knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken! Ah, we got him, guys! So good to see Stax here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It was a really, really enjoyable match, as much as I am devastated that the family are not the tag team champions. Daniel Cormier here. What do we make of Daniel Cormier's appearance? DC, baby. By the way, WWE, don't just call him UFC commentator. He's a two-time world champion. Put some respect on that man's name. Julius Creed, yet again showcasing why he's going to be a star of the future, suplexing anything that moves during this match. Stax running wild. In his white gear, Michael Hamblett would have loved that one. There was a bit where I think there was Stax on Mark Coffey, on Julius getting hit with a Brutus cannonball, and the family had the match won. Damn you, Joe Coffey! Gallus pins Stax to retain their tag team titles. The family will have their day, though, I promise you. And despite that result being a bit of a brown down, I know that I should just judge it on the basis of the match, which is why it doesn't just get an up. It gets a golden arm! I'm drunk! North American Championship match next. That's got to be one of the best North American Championship matches in history, yeah? Wow! What a performance for all five gentlemen in this match. Ilya Dragunov chopping the crap out of Axiom to start off the match. I couldn't see Axiom's face, but I could tell what he was probably looking like on there. Dragon Lee, first thoughts on Dragon Lee's appearance in NXT?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. He did a fantastic job in the ring. He was so good throughout the match. I loved it.
Yeah, Dragon Lee, absolutely fantastic. Fighting his own brother, Wesley, of course. JD McDonough and Ilya Dragunov just won't stop beating the crap out of each other. I think at one point they were in a submission move and decided instead of getting out of it, they just choose to headbutt each other. Do we want that match to go on forever? Fight forever? Fight forever!
NXT was a shit!
Apologies. I agree with the sentiment. That is a very, very good point. Ilya Wes and Dragon quite rightly getting a standing ovation during this match. Axiom hitting a ridiculous series of moves in there. And then the finish is it looks like Ilya is going to nail Dragon Lee with his finish, which he does. Wesley comes flying in with a cardiac kick. He retains. Wesley still North American champion. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, the best match of the show, in my opinion, which is why that match isn't just going to get an up. It's going to get a golden up, baby! Grayson Waller versus Johnny Wrestling. How good was it to see Johnny Wrestling back in NXT? Oh, tell you what, that guy could probably do some stuff on the main roster, WWE. Just have a think about it. But yeah, Grayson Waller is in. I know we're here in the States, but I'm going to use a British. He's a massive knobhead, but he's good at it. I got to say that. He went after him with a chair to start off with. He nailed Gargano with a trash can lid to take over in here. He got suplexed off the apron onto a big chair pile by Johnny Gargano. Let's hear it for Johnny Table, by the way. Johnny Table! Johnny Table! Grayson Waller, boiling piss.
Johnny Table!
Quite right.
Johnny Table!
Grayson Waller, boiling pissed by tuning up the band in there. He leapt over one of the tables to hit his finish on the outside. He looked like he might win this unsanctioned match. He hit a powerbomb through a table as well. Gargano kicks out. He beat Johnny up in front of Quill. Give me a break! Grayson Waller, what are you doing? But thankfully, Candice LeRae came in and gave him what for with that kendo stick? Yes, boy! Really enjoyable. There's about 7 false finishes in here. It's the quintessential Johnny Gargano NXT match. A coast-to-coast by Waller with a bin on Johnny Gargano's head. A low blow for Waller gets him a near fall. A receipt low blow from Johnny Gargano. By the way, rest in peace to Grayson Waller's back. Oh, my God! He is not going to be sleeping for a week. But the finish came with a chair shot whilst there was another chair wrapped around Grayson Waller's head. A submission win for Johnny Gargano. And how amazing was it to see the reunion for the way? Oh. The family getting back together. I'm not crying, you're crying. You know what? That was so good. I'm thinking about this. It's so good. It doesn't just get it up. It gets a golden up!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Women's tag team title match came next. Can they coexist? No, they can't, basically. And unfortunately, the I hate to break this to you guys, but the women's tag team titles have become corrupted! Isla Dawn, Alba Fire winning it after, well, the soap opera that continues with this Kiana James Fallon Henley story, and Brooks Jensen getting dragged into this. He wanted to help, he wanted to give her the purse to cheat, but nah, he's a good guy at heart. He's not going to let that happen to her. In the end, Brooks Jensen refuses to give her the purse. And, well, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn take control. They are your new women's tag team champions. And you know what? Like, I had a lot to follow after that. Grayson Waller, Johnny Gargano match. But Adam loves a title change so much that, you know what? I'm thinking about this, Adam Blair. I'm thinking about this, right? And that match with the title change, it may have become corrupted, but it doesn't just get an up. You know what it gets?
It gets the golden up.
It gets another golden up! I think you can see where this is going as we get to the main event. I'm so sorry, Simon. Normal service will resume tonight. Let's hear it for Simon Miller. Mom, can we have Simon Miller? We've got this ginger prick at home instead. I do apologize. Normal service will resume for WrestleMania, ladies and gentlemen. Main event time, NXT Championship match, Bron Breakker versus Melo. Yeah! Who else has got that dog in him? Who's got that dog in him? Let's hear you woofing. Let's hear you woofing. Let's hear you woofing. Let's hear that woof. Bron Breakker is showing, by the way, he is not just a big guy. That guy can move. Bron Breakker, he's got to be going up to the main roster now, surely.
100%. Monday night, it's happening.
I mean, he was there last year winning back the NXT Championship, wasn't he? It just makes sense.
Could be facing Bobby Lashley.
Ooh, open challenge! By the way, let's hear it for one of my favourites in NXT, Trick Williams. Yes! Do not break them up. They're the best together. Bron, after Trick got kicked out helping Melo, flip dived onto both of them. Melo got caught up top with a brilliant Hurricane Rana by Bron Breakker. Melo got speared into the ref, and we all got very concerned. There was a submission by Melo. Technically, Bron Breakker should probably still be champion, but the ref didn't see it in the Steiner recliner. Trick hit a belt shot. We got a near fall for Melo. The Codebreaker reversal by Melo as Bron was lifting up Thompson to do something absolutely ridiculous. And then Melo, guys, question for you: does Melo ever miss? He did slip. He did slip. But it was part of it. It was deliberate. It was a deliberate slip. He goes up top. He hits that huge top rope leg drop. 1, 2, 3. Melo is your new NXT champion. So happy for him. More than deserved. A brilliant end to. What a great show that, wasn't it? Absolutely sensational stuff. Say that again.
NXT pay-per-views don't miss.
Yeah, they don't, do they?
It's like we were at Vengeance Day and it was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, and this is just as good.
Really, really good stuff. And, you know, to end the show like that, you know, it's a great ending. So it feels like giving it an up is cheapening it, isn't it? Really is. I can't just give it a little up. I can't go golden up, golden up, golden up, golden up, and then up. Which is why the main event doesn't get an up. It's a golden up! Thank you for asking. Because we're at 6 golden ups, which is me getting a little bit carried away. But let's hear it for Chase U! They have not become corrupted by the schism. The schism, I do apologize, sorry. I love Duke Hudson, man. I love Duke. What do you make of Duke Hudson's like power-up spots? Like he takes the shirt off, you think, oh, what are you doing, Duke?
Honestly, I was so torn. I thought this was going to go in the wrong direction, but he came through. Him and Thea, they're strong as ever.
Thea, I love you, Thea. You are fantastic. And Chase you. Let's hear it again. One more, Chase you! So, bollocks, that can have a golden up as well. 7 golden ups for NXT Stand and Deliver. Normal service, as I said, will resume tonight with Simon Miller. Who is excited for WrestleMania Night, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I cannot wait. We will be there, of course, covering the whole thing. Let us know your thoughts on Stand and Deliver. My thoughts are 7 golden ups and 0 downs, but I get a bit giddy. I get... Oh! Absolutely fantastic stuff. NXT Stand and Deliver in the books. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section or on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. You can follow me there at Adam Wilbur. Join us in... Ups and downs. In the books. Anyway, get in at this guy over here, because this is the perfect way to end it, because I want to give a shout-out to Pretty Deadly. ESBO! Fantastic hosts. Stand and Deliver in the books. Join us later on for WrestleMania Night 1. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You getting up. Everyone gets up. Everybody. We'll see you soon. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.